Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Alejandra Márquez Abella, director of Semana Santa. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The first question is kind of a simple question, and would you like to tell our listeners what the story of the film is?
Yeah. It's about a young woman, a young widow, that goes to the beach with her boyfriend and her kid to have the Eastern vacation, and things don't go as she thought they would be.
Where does the inspiration for the story come from?
Well, I remember going on vacation with my family. My mother died when I was very young, and so my father used to take us to the beach, you know, in order to make us happy. So I'm familiar with this sort of sweet and sour feeling of vacation, you know. And so the story is about a little kid that is in a mourning process. So I'm related to that, you know. I sort of know what's that. So that's where it came from.
Also, the fact that I guess it's based around Easter time is probably important to the story itself, right?
Yeah, I think the Semana Santa, the Easter vacation, is a very popular holiday in Mexico and in Latin America. So I decided to choose that because it's also a very Catholic one, you know. And I think what I was trying to say with the film is that you have like a lot of ways of making family. And I think that's sort of... Catholicism is it makes things harder.
What do you mean by that?
Well, that I think in Latin America we have a way of doing things and constructing family, and I think Catholicism supports that. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to I don't know, kind of criticize this idea.
I see. Conventionality in general.
Maybe? Yeah, like a formulaic, you know, sort of.
Does growing up, becoming an adult, come into that kind of criticism?
Yeah, I think the film talks more about how some families change roles, you know? Like, kids are acting more as parents than parents, and all the way around.
Speaking of the kid, I thought the kid was fantastic in the film, but maybe you could talk to us about the actors in general in the film?
Yeah. Well, the kid, actually, he's actually a mariachi singer. And I found him by chance when we did a casting process. But he came to us, and when I met him, I thought he had this, like, amazing strength.
Yeah.
And this, I don't know, like a really strong character. And that's because he's from Guadalajara, where mariachi is popular. And so, I mean, I think he had this... sort of adult vibe, you know? Yeah. So I was fascinated by him. And then Ana Jose, who plays Dali, the mother, she's a good friend of mine, and she's an actress, really, like, experimental underground theater actress. So she the process with her was different. I actually started thinking about casting her when I was writing the script.
Oh,
and Tenoch, who plays the boyfriend, Chavez, he's a really popular Mexican actor, and so the process with him was different. He has a long career in Mexico, so
yeah,
it's very different.
Am I right in saying that this is your fiction feature debut?
Yeah.
What was the transition like from short film to a feature?
Terrifying.
Yeah.
I think, yes.
Tell us about it. What were the challenges that you encountered?
Oof. Everything was a challenge. I was very, very scared of actors, actually, and having to take a team, a big team, the crew, you know, the people that work on the film, and to be able to handle them for a month and a few days, you know. And I think that the film was it meant like a different challenge each day, each week. It was something different to encounter and to face. And
yeah.
I was really scared about everything.
So was it a case that like you had to stay open to whatever might happen, you know? Because I know the unpredictability of filmmaking can be a little testing sometimes, but were you open to that during filming?
Completely. We had a really short budget, so I had to. Okay. You know, we worked for really long hours, and at times I had to decide where to, you know, what to shoot and where to go from nowhere. So
I wanted to say also that the film feels very real to me. There's a wave of realism in it. I don't know if I'm right in saying that, but is that something that kind of, as a filmmaker, you look to achieve? A sense of realism in your films?
Yeah, totally. I didn't know I had that, but when I saw the film, I actually, you know, I reflected on that, and I was like, yes, I like naturalism. I like naturalistic performances.
Yeah.
And dialogues, you know, I'm really into that. So I think that's going to be my path.
You know, it's funny that that you said that you didn't know until you saw the film that you were concerned with realism. Yeah. Because I recently read something by David Cronenberg. Now, whether you like David Cronenberg, he actually said that sometimes you don't even realize why you make the film until you make it, and until you even see it. You know, you don't realize why you're working on it. Do you agree with that statement?
Completely. I think that happens a lot. You know, you have this like ideal spectator in your mind.
Yeah.
But I didn't find mine until I saw the film, you know? And I saw the film and I was like, okay, this movie is for my family, which is really traditional. And, you know, I was like making a film for them, no, without knowing.
How long did the film take to get into production? Was there a long pre-production period?
No, not really. We didn't have the money for it, so it was like really quick, everything. We had only 4 weeks of production when we shot.
Right.
And before that, we spent like a year raising the money, and that was it.
So it happened pretty easily, smoothly.
Yeah, because we decided not to look for more money, you know? We decided to just do it.
Settle down, for what you had and not go for anything else. Okay, fantastic. Well, are you working on anything right now?
Yes, I'm writing my next feature and I'm working on another film.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to say anything about it.
No.
Okay. So, the final question. I would like to ask you, what's the plan for this film? And first of all, has it screened anywhere else before Carlo Vivari? I'm sure it has. Mm-hmm. And what was the reaction to the film? And also, skip ahead to the future. Where are people going to be able to see the film?
We premiered at Toronto last year in September. And then we've been around in a couple of festivals, and I hope we're going to be in a couple of more, and then, I don't know, maybe in some streaming platform.
It's all yet to be decided.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was a great pleasure talking with you, and thanks very much for joining us, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.